Hey guys, it's Brooklyn here, and welcome back to the Sit Back and Chat podcast. Extreme codependency, not being able to breathe without having someone, immediately jumping from relationship to relationship without healing, craving validation from those you are attracted to, feeling like you're going to actually implode every time that you're single, needing a roster of people to talk to even feel somewhat stable, having a partner just to be able to say that you have a partner. All of these things are unfortunately becoming prevalent, and it's getting scary, guys. It's getting really scary, and we need to talk about it like right now because I can't do this anymore. Before we get into all of those scary but not uncommon topics, hi guys, I'm your host Brooklyn B, and on this podcast we discuss many things including but not limited to advice giving, life experience sharing, story time telling, self-care helping types of topics. But most importantly, everything on this podcast is 100% certified real talk. Welcome to the Sit Back and Chat podcast, a podcast made by a teen for teens and up. New episodes are posted every other Tuesday, so make sure you are here to tune in when a new episode is released. As always, my social media and the social media of the podcast is linked in the episode's description, as well as petitions for different causes and important information on things that are currently going on. Be sure to check out the link under all links relating to the podcast and the host. There you will find all of my social media as well as Sit Back and Chat social media. In addition to that, you will find links to every platform that you can listen to the podcast on, and you will also find the Buy the Podcast a Coffee link. Be sure to follow the podcast on Instagram at sitbackandchat.podcast. Listening, following, subscribing, supporting, sharing, and referring are all amazing ways to support Sit Back and Chat, and it never ever goes unnoticed. With all of that being said, I love and appreciate you all so much, and all of the love and support means the absolute world to me. As you can tell by the title, today I'll be talking about being okay with being alone. So put in some headphones, grab some snacks, and sit back and chat with me, Brooklyn B. Here's the thing. In my generation, which is Gen Z, I have noticed so many people can literally not be alone at all. I would say this even goes for people who were born in the generation before me, but are younger in that generation. I have noticed so many times that people would rather be disrespected, lied to, played with, just all of these bad things than just to simply be alone. People would rather sit around and continue to be disrespected and not be treated right than to just simply be single. I just don't think I understand that standpoint. Like, I really don't. Even in like TV shows and movies, especially now, toxic, like codependent relationships are shown so much. And then you'll have people in our generation being like, I love the relationship, they're so cute together, but they're like extremely toxic, codependent. Like, anything bad you can see in a relationship is in that relationship. But then they have like their good times and we're just eating it up. Honestly, the perfect modern day example of this is in Euphoria, the relationship between Maddie and Nate, who are two main characters in that show, if you have not watched it. Long story short, their relationship is extremely toxic. Like, there's honestly just too many examples to even pull up, and they're very, very like extreme examples, but just take my word for it. They are so toxic. Shouldn't be together. It's a mess. But then you will have people on social media being like, I want a relationship like Maddie and Nate. I want someone to love me as much as Nate does with Maddie. Like, are you guys okay? Is everything okay? Because at this point, I think some of you guys just like chaos and like do not like being peaceful. I can just not think of any reason I would let someone come into my life and disrupt my peace, especially if I've already formed my peace and I'm chilling, I'm peaceful, there's nothing going on here. And then just to let someone in to like turn that into chaos, like it really could never be me. I have seen so many people in my life, whether that's in real life, TV shows, movies, Twitter, whatever the case may be, where they literally cannot live without being in a relationship or trying to be in a relationship. And my question is, why? Why do some of y'all need to be in a relationship or need to have a pending relationship to like be okay inside? People will literally get out of a relationship and then instantly, immediately be looking for another one. I just have noticed so many people are not comfortable with being single, and it honestly confuses me because it's so peaceful. I think part of it comes from that really messed up notion of being single means that you can't find anyone, or being single just means that you don't have options or whatever the case may be, when that's literally not even true. Recently, I told someone that I did not want to be in a relationship, be bothered. Like, I just want to be around my friends, my family, and myself, and nothing else, you know, above that. And they honestly just looked at me in my eyes, just looked at me and said, you'll find love. Like, number one, I'm 17. And number two, not not everyone wants to be in a relationship like all the time. I don't get why that's not normal. I think some people have the idea that being in a relationship and just having someone means that you're automatically happy, like you're living your best life, everything is just rainbow sunshine. But in all honesty, especially people that I'm around, like at school and stuff, the people that are in relationships honestly seem to be some of the most like always having unnecessary problems people. My single friends, acquaintances, and peers usually are living life unbothered, like just living, doing what they want to do, no drama. My peers, friends, and acquaintances that are in relationships or trying to be in relationships or just like talking to a whole bunch of people usually have so much drama going on, turmoil, unnecessary problems, and I can't do it. Being in a relationship or having someone does not automatically mean that you are just going to be filled with this abundance of happiness and just smiling 24/7 and everything is the beauty of love. No. Not to say that there aren't relationships like that and there aren't healthy relationships, but my point is that especially nowadays, a lot of the relationships that I'm seeing are honestly like really dysfunctional and I'm concerned in all honesty. Like I'm not even trying to be funny or dramatic, like I'm genuinely concerned for you guys. Something that really bothers me is seeing people in general being in relationships that they have no business being in just because they are either one, too attached, or B, because they cannot function being single and they just like need to be in a relationship to like even function halfway. The codependency has to stop. The needing to be in a relationship 24/7, it has to stop. Like I cannot keep doing this with you guys. Some people will literally get into relationships with people that they have no business even like knowing on a friendship level. Like this person should not be in your life on any type of basis just because they want to be in a relationship, just because they want to feel like they're in love, just because they want to be able to say they have a partner, all of that just because. Like it has to stop. I can't. It bothers me, it irks my soul, it concerns me, it does a lot to me. Some people just want to be in love and like be wanted 24/7, but it's just like, do you even like yourself, let alone love yourself? Because that's the real question here. Like forget whoever you're trying to be in a relationship with. Do you even like yourself, let alone love yourself? Like these are the real, genuine, hard-hitting questions. How are you going to be giving someone all this love, time, and energy that you have not given to yourself ever or in a while? You need to take care of yourself the way you take care of other people. You need to love yourself the way you love other people. You need to prioritize yourself the way you prioritize other people. Because at the end of the day, the only person who's not going to leave you guaranteed is yourself. No one else is a guarantee. It's only you. So if you're nurturing this other person and have never once nurtured yourself, and the only way of nurture and love that you're getting is from this person, once they leave, then what? Because you don't even know how to nurture and love yourself. You were relying on that nurture and love from this person. And now that they're gone, now you feel like you're in shambles. And now that's why people are constantly jumping from relationship, because they're relying on this nurturing and love and energy from this other person. And you not even know how to give it to themselves. So when whatever goes down with you and this other person, they feel like they need to find another person to fill that void because they don't know how to fill it for themselves. And that's the problem. In life, you have to be self-sufficient sometimes. You can't just rely on other people to make you feel better. You can't rely on other people to make you feel loved. Sometimes that has to come from you. And most of the time, you need to rely on yourself to give yourself the things that you need. You don't need someone on your phone and your messages 24/7 to feel like you have attention. Give yourself attention. You don't need someone to say that they love you to feel loved. Love yourself. You don't need someone to say, I care about you, to feel cared about. Care about yourself. And I'm not saying this in the notion that you don't need anyone around you and isolate yourself completely. But what I'm saying is that some of you guys literally cannot function without getting this validation in a romantic way. If you don't feel loved in life because you don't have a romantic partner loving you, then that's a problem. If you don't feel cared about in life because you don't have someone on Snapchat talking about I care about you, then that's a problem. If you don't feel worthy and prioritized because someone's not giving you attention, then that's a problem. All of this stuff that some people feel like they need from other people, you can get the best of it from yourself. and you're looking for it in other people when that doesn't even compare to the type of love, care, and attention that you can give yourself any time of the day, any day of the week. People are looking for things in other people that you're neglecting yourself and what you have to offer to you. You have all of these resources from within inside yourself, and you're still looking for secondary sources. For what? That's like me having water in my house that I can drink from, but I'm about to walk 2 miles to this pond to go get water out the pond. Why would I do that when I have water right here? Some of you guys are making it way too hard for yourselves. So now you're walking this 2 miles to this pond to get this water out of this pond when you had fresh, purified water right where you were, but you were too busy looking for it somewhere else when you already had what you were looking for. You're just not utilizing it. As a person, you have so many tools and your toolbox, if that's what you want to call it, that you don't need to go to the next person and borrow some of their tools. Like, you already have them, so use them. You do not need to be with someone to feel loved, cared about, or important. And it's getting unhealthy when you are constantly looking for someone to get those things, because you're doing it for the wrong reasons. You're doing it because you're craving this, that, and the other, not because it's an asset to your life. It's because you're craving it and you feel like you need it, and you're just searching, and that you'll take anything that's giving you an ounce of it rather than it's adding onto what you already have and what you've already established within yourself. This episode sets the tone and the basis for the next episode that will be coming out. On the next episode, I will be telling you guys how exactly to love yourself, how to take the steps to doing that, and how to take the steps to being independent rather than dependent. With that being said, this was kind of a light, short, sweet introduction into the loving yourself portion, which will come into the next episode, and it was just a quick but intentional discussion. Unfortunately, that is all I have for today's episode of Sit Back and Chat. Thank you for joining me here today, and if you made it to the end, I really appreciate you giving my podcast a chance. I hope to see you tuning into my next episode and showing your everlasting support. Remember to be here every other Tuesday for Tune In Tuesday, and to tell your friends and family to check out the podcast as well. Make sure to follow the podcast on Instagram at sitbackandchat.podcast. Also, be sure to check out all of the links in the episode's description box down below. Thank you so much for sitting back and chatting with me today. Until next time, this has been Brooklyn B, and have a wonderful rest of your day.